Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Former Boston Bruin.
Yeah, I'm on YouTube, dude.
Lyndon Byers.
Hey. Is it a lucid Lindy or is it a belligerent Byers today? What do we got?
The bad hip, the liver rot, the 6 concussions, the 3 divorces.
How is it that I am here?
Resident know-it-all Danielle Murr with headlines.
I would love to have a nice guy, and I want the house and the white picket fence and the white Audi and the driveway and the kids and everything's perfect and photo shoots and yay.
Yo, bae.
I'm going to put up a fight so I don't look like a hoe.
And Starfleet Academy reject Mike Hsu.
Monkey didn't fly a spaceship, ladies don't have balls.
I went frisbee golfing. Because I got high.
I'm going to have a boner the whole time.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It's sad that they don't have a life.
They invited a drag queen to career day.
This is not real! But it is!
I'm a mess.
I mean, I think that we at least deserve some nachos out of this because that happened.
Everybody.
Morning, Hildred.
Oh my goodness, the envy is strong on the text line. I don't even want to start. What time is it? 6:01?
Yeah.
Here's a texter who says, Tom Brady has so much class, that interview is so awkward, and he is entertaining your silly comparisons between you and he. You know, envy is a four-letter word that can really do severe harm to your mental state, sir or ma'am.
So preach, texter.
Don't be jealous because the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL and I go back, as he said, 16 or 7 years. You can't erase history. We've discussed that on this show before. History is if LB were here, LB here?
I am here.
LB's here. LB will tell you that history is as history is. Right,
exactly.
LB? Is that it? Yes.
So we're
yes.
not taking down the Greg Hill, Tom Brady statue?
No, there's okay. No. We are not.
Is
we
that the
not.
One that looks like the one in front of Fenway with, who is it, Ted Williams?
And the little kid?
Yeah.
I'm the little kid. Yeah, I'm the little kid.
Ew.
Except the only thing little on me are my hands. The rest of me is of a medium plus size. All right. Well, anyway, welcome to your show. And if you would like to call and be on it, since it is your show, at any time over the next 4 hours, you may call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. That is 617-764. And if you are a millennial and you don't know that the letters correspond to the numbers, the numbers are 9223. And if you would prefer to text, speaking of those of you who may have been born between 1981 and 1986, you may text us anytime with your comment this morning on the text line, which is 97107. And we're all full up for Friday's Millennial Olympics.
Oh, nice.
And I think we have locked down every single Millennial Olympic activity, and they will be grouped by category, and they will be affected. They will be executed on the show during the program Friday. So, of course, the millennials that will be in here will have to identify an ancient millennial, non-millennial acceptable object, and they will have a question and answer period, and then they will have a explain the song lyric competition. So that is that. Oh, and there's also the the actual physical act of doing something related to technology from the 70s or the 80s that they are going to have to make happen.
I picked up some really funny stuff yesterday, stuff that I haven't actually handled in years and years and years.
You got some good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Some great stuff.
Yes, so thanks to our friends at That's Entertainment.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, okay. Oh, they helped you out?
Oh,
you didn't have everything in your attic or your basement that was, that was needed?
No. Well, some of the things, but they're pretty awesome.
All right. So anyway, I got distracted by Millennial Olympics. Those are happening on Friday's show. It's cold this morning. It was 18 on the mean streets of Stowe when I left this morning. Woo. It is 24 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Today it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be 39 for a high. Here is a text from Millennial Christine, a 781 text. She is participating in the Millennial Olympics, and her text reads, "Did Greg just say we are going to be executed on the yes? If you're not able to perform certain tasks, we will be eliminating you from society. You're a blight on society." All right. Here's excellent question. I haven't thought about it yet. Here's a text that says, "What are you going to do on Friday when all of the millennials ghost you?" And don't let you know. Yeah.
Right. They do that for everything. Dates, well, job interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, work.
Family events. I mean, that's the thing is none of them, they may not show up and they will not notify us via text or they certainly aren't going to call. I'm surprised with how many of them were willing to call and actually speak to us in order to get in here on Friday. That's the shocking
good
thing.
Good stuff.
Let's see. On the show this morning at 7:20, we will get to Entitled Town USA for this week, and we will discuss why an Ohio teenager called the cops on her dad. So yes, that is coming up at 7:20. Speaking of football, as I was at the start of this morning's show, never mind at 7:50 this morning, never mind the passion of Derek the Steelers fan, we have got to discuss what a female Philadelphia Eagles fan did to her girlfriend after the loss this weekend.
Okay.
It is pure evil.
Wow.
And so we will discuss that coming up at 7:50. And at 8:35 this morning, since LB is back and working with us here.
We don't know.
Do you mean how long on the planet? Or?
But I could die before the end of the show. That's how bad I feel right now.
Before the end of the show, you may die?
It's craziness, man.
I got to tell you something.
My squash is messed up. I think when they knocked me out for surgery, you know, I think the anesthetic effed up my squash.
Really?
It's crazy.
Now, this is, you have outdone me with the single greatest tease in the history of morning radio teases. Yeah. Coming up at 8:47, LB will die on the show this morning.
Yeah,
no, wait a minute. I have to do it like I do a tease. Coming up at 8:37, what LB will die from during this morning show.
Oh.
Okay? You can call or text with your guests. Well, I mean, do you want to go home?
No, I'll stick it out.
Okay. Tough it out?
Yeah, you know. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm mentally not right.
Oh. All right. Well, what about a booby massage from the news lady? Would that on the temples?
We're too good friends for that.
Okay.
How about from me?
I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah. How about Shu? Do you want one from Shu?
How about an A? A cup.
An A cup.
Yeah. Well, think so?
Excuse me. You're like a double D.
What? Oh, come on.
Do you own a mirror?
I'm working.
I'm
on
sorry.
It.
I mean, listen. If I'm gonna take abuse all day yesterday, because our digital team here decided to morph my photo into the egg photo right. that broke the internet.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you've seen that or not on my Instagram or on the WAAF Instagram, but it's insulting, and I'm not going to... What time do we open up here? 8:30, 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
I want the digital team called onto the carpet. Do we have a carpet? I don't think we even have a carpet. I want them
soiled.
I want them called onto the linoleum when they get in here. All right. Well, LB, we will... here's a texter who says, tough it out. There is a long 3-day weekend ahead, but we will, yeah, we have Monday off. Monday's a holiday.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
good thing.
I was going to say that at 8:35, we were going to play fill in the blank with you, but we'll see how you do. We might not want to, it might be like, when your engine is on its 250,000th mile, and you decide to go on a road trip, you're just like, you're tempting fate by challenging the engine. We might not want to do fill in the blank and get your brain working.
I'll tough it out. Right. We're good.
Okay. It is 6:10. And coming up in just a moment, my world has been rocked.
Huh?
And thanks to technology, the 24-hour availability of pizza will forever change us.
Also
coming up, our two-term mayor and the greatest governor in the history of governance are taking a road trip, and we'll tell you where the two of them are going and who is going to be driving. And also coming up, thanks to science, there is a new way to get rid of a cough, and it tastes like an orgasm in your mouth.
Wait a minute.
We will. I think it's okay. That's okay. That is okay. It is a food analogy.
I don't know.
That is a food. They do that in Reader's Digest.
Is that a food?
It is a food analogy, and we'll get to all of that coming up next on the Egg Hill Morning Show. Well, we spoke about this yesterday, but if they live long enough, the Who are playing.
Come on, don't do that.
They're playing Fenway Park this summer.
Oh, God.
And I think when do those tickets go on sale, Shu?
I think that was next Wednesday.
Is it next Wednesday? Okay.
I think so.
So the Who.
This guy doesn't know when tickets go on sale. What a shock.
Yeah. Last time you bought one.
Right. Will you go to that?
The Who?
Yeah.
Well, I like to go to a Fenway show or two, you know, because I'm a musicologist.
Yes.
So that might be one that I will go to. I'll probably go to Billy Joel again. I don't know if you'd like to go with me again like you did last year.
Yes, please.
We could go to Billy Joel again.
You guys love him. You guys sing along too, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you have
to.
Definitely.
But I will not be, this is a real shock, I will not be going to Fish.
Oh, come on, Greg.
That's a real shock.
I'm having some special gummies made up for Fish. Mm-hmm. I'll share them.
You're not going to James Taylor either? Is he playing this year?
I probably will not go to James Taylor.
Greg already has a MyPillow. He's all set.
Well done.
Here is a 978 text, which I need more information on in order to do it. It says, it is my 22nd birthday, and I'm a smoke that you follow on Instagram. Can I get a birthday shout out? I would do so, but I need further information, like who you are and which smoke that I follow on Instagram that you are. So I think it's well documented that I try to follow lots of you back on Twitter, male, female, or whatever gender. But on Instagram, I only follow smokes back, no disrespect. And I take a quick look, and if said smoke is in photos with boyfriend or husband or something, no follow back. don't want to be creepy. But give me the follow on Instagram, GregHill107. And if you go there immediately right now, you'll be able to see what I look like as the egg that broke the internet. So I think it's well documented that at the end of last week, the egg photo appeared and broke the internet. It was an attempt to break the internet, and the egg did break the internet. And now I have been, thanks to our fine digital team here at WAAF, I have been placed into said egg photo. You can view that if you follow me right now on Instagram. GregHill107 is the way in which you would follow me on Instagram. And if you're a smoke, I will follow you back.
At least you can celebrate, Greg, the fact that it's a brown egg. And as we all know, brown eggs are local eggs, and local eggs are fresh.
Local eggs are fresh.
Well done.
They could have at least put some hollandaise in there with that egg.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Czar sauce. Let's get with it, digital team.
I agree. All right, let's see. I'm trying to see if I got any clarification on who that smoke is so I can send birthday wishes on the text line. I haven't. Here's a 617 text, which reads, G-String doesn't want to be creepy, yet his favorite movie is the creepiest movie of all time. I don't know if Beautiful Girls is the creepiest movie of all time or not. It's up there. But I'm able to watch a film, and it doesn't, you know, unlike video games or Ozzy Osbourne songs, I don't immediately go out and commit some kind of inappropriate soulmate with a 14-year-old action, okay? I can watch a movie and appreciate it for the art that it is. Today's weather brought to you by findmassmoney.com, and it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be in the upper 30s today, so a good day to get a strenuous afternoon run in. The temperature will be 39 for a high today. Right now, it is 24 here in Boston, and the weather smokes, male and female, are sticking with the forecast stuff that we were talking about yesterday, so there's snow coming late Thursday night into Friday morning. It'll be probably a couple inches that'll interfere with your commute on Friday morning. And then it looks like significant snow still being predicted, depending on the model that you look at, for Saturday night, late Saturday night into Sunday. And it'll really be an issue west and north of the city. You may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. Go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free.
Yeah, are you up to speed with the heat that poor Shiri Spear has been taking on Twitter?
I saw something where there was a mean keyboard hero who was attacking her because she said the storm might happen or something, but I don't know what happened.
She basically had said, we have a storm coming up. It's too early for any specifics, blah, blah, blah. And a few different people, like with all capital letters, who seem to be very aggressive in their own Twitter feeds, were like, oh, yeah, sure, it's all for ratings. You want to scare everybody into watching your newscast. Yeah. She's handled it very well.
Well,
but it's I can't with people. That, I could see if she said we're getting the worst storm of the century, batten down the hatches. But she did not give any kind of indication about anything in her tweet.
Well, I've seen people say over the last day or so that the local television news stations are trying to scare people about the potential of a storm Sunday, late Saturday, early Sunday, when it's not a definite that it's happening yet. But I personally appreciate the heads up.
I'd rather know than get blindsided.
For me, it's all about going to the grocery store getting not only getting bread and milk, which is a necessity, but also need to get food just in case I can't get out, or correction, in case Monkey can't get out to go and get food. I want to be able to know if a storm. I mean, aren't people making plans for the weekend and such well in advance of?
Yeah, especially a 3-day weekend.
Well, not only a 3-day weekend, but it's Sunday is the AFC Championship. You know, it's 6:40 p.m. is when Bestie goes to Arrowhead and does what no one has or will ever do ever again in the history of pigskin. And so I think people are making plans. Mm-hmm. So I don't fault Shiri Spear or Stowe resident Jeremy Reiner. Reiner?
Yes.
At all. Now, listen, speaking of Jeremy, I don't know if he caught this or not. In fact, I need to get him. He's probably listening if he's up this morning.
Jer.
I need to get him to call because...
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid. Hey, smoke. Hey, weather smoke. Did you see what he said when you photobombed the silver puffy jacket photo with the live long and prosper hand gesture? Did you see
his? I didn't see it, but I can imagine because we've gone back and forth on Twitter. He's a Star Wars nerd.
That's exactly what he attacked you.
Yes, of course he did.
And he said Star Wars is infinitely more entertaining and more mentally challenging. I'm paraphrasing. He basically said Star Wars has it all over Star Trek. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that was a direct challenge to you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, bring it.
Bring it?
Yeah.
Maybe we should see if we can get male weather smoke, Jeremy Reiner, to participate in some kind of an in-studio nerd-off against you.
You know, Jeremy, your good looks can only get you so far.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can reach out. Maybe I could get Sto5o to run over to Jeremy's house and wake him up this morning. And
why
get
not? Him, and they get do him, everything else. Get him on, might as well have him make him breakfast, too.
Get him on the show. Yeah, I mean, listen, here's a 774 text that says, you can't deny that winter is coming. That's a Game of Thrones listener. Stock up on the pre-made submarine sandwiches. Yeah, we got to get pre-made submarine sandwiches and a gallon of milk for the storm. But I'd prefer to know. So I don't have any issue with Shiri Spear or any of the other weather smokes, Sarah Robleski or any of them. Who's that on Channel 5 right now, speaking of smokes? That's, who is that? She's
Cindy Fitzgibbon.
Who is it?
Is it Cindy
Fitzgibbon?
Yes.
She gets a vote. You know, it's like the Hall of Fame ballot where all the you have like three or four different voting rounds, but she gets an early vote. Let's see. This is John on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Great segue with the Hall of Fame mention.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got two Hall of Famers that I'm going to say something about. I know you were talking about yesterday, Tom Brady retiring or not.
Yes.
I don't want to see him retire. I don't think anybody really does, except for LB. But we certainly don't want to have another Brett Favre situation. I'm going to retire. Oh, no, wait, I'm going to come back. Oh, I'm going to retire. And then everybody's sick of you after, like, the fifth time.
That's why I think that if he wins it this year, he's gone. Because I think he's the kind of guy who would like to go out on top. That's just my own personal opinion. Anything else?
I think he hung up.
Oh, he didn't say the typical radio thing, which is I'm gonna make my comment and then hang up and listen to what you have to say. Listen to your response. I have 22 seconds. That is it for Scott from Weymouth. Oh, yes, Scott, 22 seconds. Start immediately with content.
Boom. All right, Brady, if he wins, he isn't done. He's that competitive. He's going to want another one. It's in his character.
Okay.
Secondly, I love how you tease stuff. When you go to restaurants, do you say, coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to get a drink, and then at 9:25, we're going to get appetizers. And thirdly, the Hill Cup. I haven't heard you mention it. Is it still on?
Yes. Hill Cup is sold out.
You have not promoted that once in like 3 weeks.
Well, because it's sold out immediately. It's like the when we went up to my adopted home state of Maine, and we were
at the... My call is coming up. Don't hang up, kid. Wait till you hear this one. Did you hear in the NHL? Is it the first transgender coming into the National Hockey League? Do you hear this one?
No, we'll have to talk about that. Maybe we'll get that. We'll see if we can get that during the sports. He did well. First three or four.
Yeah,
first
up until that point.
Yeah. Hill Cup, our pond hockey tournament on the outdoor ice at Gillette Stadium, is happening next. Is it already? I think it's next weekend. So weekend between. No, it's the 26th, 27th. So that's it's a weekend before the Super Bowl. So it is all set, locked in January 26th and 27th. And it's happening on the outdoor ice down at Gillette Stadium all day and all night. We're loaded up with teams, and we will see which over 30 hockey hardos walk away with the Hill Cup. Unlike the Millennial Olympics, which are happening in this studio on Friday, everybody does not get a medal or a trophy at the Hill Cup. All right? Only there's only one team.
Meanie.
There's only one team of four over 30 men's league hardos who will be crowned the champions of the Hill Cup. And as is has been well documented on this show, I will not be able to participate because Mrs. Hill threw all of my hockey gear out when she cleaned the garage out.
Mom, without, I was still using that.
Without my permission. I was in the garage. I was looking for my hockey gear. I said, Where's my hockey gear? And I was told that it was thrown out because I never use it anymore. That's the worst thing with you women. Just because we don't use something doesn't mean we don't want it.
Is Jen a trash it person?
Yes, everything.
Yeah, I'm not. Every time I've ever like been like, I've had this for 6 years, I never use it, I'll donate it or throw it out. Without fail, every time. 2 days later, I'm like, where's that staple remover?
Right.
Oh, wait, right. I donated it to Goodwill.
Right. Wait, please, you can imagine what she must go through. You know how Hill Dog's old office used to be.
Yeah.
Right.
9 million pieces of paper everywhere. Nothing ever got thrown out.
But he knows what they all are and where they are.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a system.
I'm not at hoarder level, but I keep everything because I think I might.
Is
it
that
probably
an oxymoron.
It probably has to do with being frugal because I feel cheap. Like I might say so. That's probably what it is, but I don't know. I do keep everything. So as I said at the start of the show this morning, my world has been rocked by the appearance of the first ever pizza ATM. And it has,
that's like the hot dog vending machine,
right? Yeah, this is huge. Yeah.
It has appeared at one of our American universities of higher education, which is a perfect place for it. And the pizza ATM provides 24-hour access to a slice.
Oh.
So when you're cramming. That's not code.
Yep.
When you're cramming for finals and it's 3 a.m. and you absolutely need a delicious slice of pizza, you can now get it.
Yes, you can. Now, the machine is located at Morrill Tower at Ohio State University in Columbus. And they say the machine works by having it loaded with pre-made pizzas in a neighboring kitchen. And then when the pizza is ordered, it's baked in about 3 to 4 minutes. In the machine.
Pops right out.
Pops right out.
The thing, yeah.
The pizza ATM can hold 70 pizzas at a time. This is the Associate Director of Student Life at Ohio State.
Students want to eat at all hours of the night, early in the morning, because they're studying, they may be having some fun, they may be doing lots of different things, right? And so this is a great way for us to be able to provide services for them.
Yes.
I love it. This is like, there's been two recent innovations when it comes to enjoying pizza. I don't know if you saw or not, but last week they debuted the combo pizza slicer / fork.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a slork. It's a slicer and it's a fork.
Because you can't get it in your mouth fast enough, right?
Well, it's always that floppy end piece. You know, if you get like a Santarpio's type pizza, oftentimes the middle is a little bit more moist, so you have to handle the bottom flap.
Ah, 1% America.
During group pizza eating, like if there's pizza at work or there's pizza at a party, I have zero shame when it comes to going for a middle slice. I hate the people who feel like you ought to eat in order. I go right for the very best, largest middle piece with the most cheese and no crust, and I have zero shame about that. And you should not either. Here's a text from a Michigan fan who says, "Correction, they don't study at Ohio State."
Oh boy!
Wow. Well, see, there you go. Let's see. Danielle, are you going to let it slide that Greg cannot play in the Hill Cup? I'm pretty sure he could afford new hockey gear.
guy, he's so cheap. First of all, he's not going to go buy used hockey gear. He's not going to buy new hockey gear because there's no chance he's going to use it after this game. And third, there's only so much I can challenge him on when it comes to the one percenter stuff. I pick my battles for the good things, not for hockey equipment.
Here's the first thing. My skates were perfectly broken in. Mm. I don't want to turn the oven on and bake my skates.
Right,
and
go to, right.
I don't want to, because I'm not going to play my, I've given up on the, I used to play, as is well documented for those who've been listening to this show for a long time. I was a men's league hockey hardo for a considerable amount of years. And quite
massive
frankly,
slot presence.
Yes, that was as just like Cam Neely. That was my office. I used to post up right in front of the tender. However, the issue is I've let myself go a little bit, and so I can't play hockey like I used to play hockey. But
you know what? You're spearheading the whole thing, Greg. That's enough.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah,
I mean, I will be there at the first ever Hill Cup to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. So I hope to see you there. You can come out and watch. We can hang around and, well, it's still going to be dry January. So I can have a mocktail with you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Maybe
a Shirley Temple?
Maybe a light alcohol beer. Do they still make L.A.?
That's still alcohol.
No, they make there's a company that makes 0% alcohol beer now.
Heineken just announced, I believe it's Heineken, that they are introducing 0.0 Heineken.
Yeah, yeah.
No alcohol, zero alcohol whatsoever.
They're running commercials. Heineken, yeah.
Which to me is no disrespect to the Heineken people, but why? I mean, if you're not going to get the alcohol,
right.
why would you want the calories? I don't, people who say, I love the taste of beer, so I want it without the alcohol. No, I don't. That's not. And I'm a dry January person. You know, I'm the only person.
Oh, really? Hadn't mentioned it.
I'm the only person left doing dry January.
Pretty
everybody
much.
Else has yeah. given it. Everybody else died this past weekend. They gave it up. They gave it up and started drinking again.
Do you know how many calories are in the zero alcohol Heineken?
Zero, I'm guessing.
No, think Gronk's favorite number.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, really?
Oh, good. Well, see, that's perfect. let's see. Here's somebody who said you parked in front of the net because you couldn't skate, kid. Right. Well, yeah, obviously. That's obviously. All right. Yes, you can come and spectate without a ticket. Yes, come watch the hockey. Come enjoy the food and cheer on the men's league superstars. The practice heroes. That's what I was. Practice hero. All right. It is 6:42. And coming up, we will get to the news. And then at 8, we are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message now. And we will all listen to your voicemail message coming up at 8. Found some time during the break to read some of the reviews on the social media platforms on the egg photo.
Yes, yes.
Egg Hill.
Yep.
The excellent representation of me.
Oh, man.
As the egg that broke the interwebs. And I was just looking at Twitter and noticing that News Smoke, Natasha Verma,
yes,
from NBC 10, wrote one comment and one comment only. Do you know what it was?
Oh, God.
You look cute. How
she
about
has
that?
To say that.
How about
that's
that?
Sweet.
How about,
she's very nice.
How about that nonsense? Now, I did get clarification in my DMs from the Smoke, who is celebrating her birthday today.
Yes.
And I just have to go back there to be able to tell you who she is. But I would like to say happy 22nd birthday to Cyan. Do you think that's how you say that name? C-Y-A-N?
Cyan, like the color?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that a color?
Yes.
It's a color.
Yeah, cyan.
That's my favorite crayon and also my name. cyan is indeed a smoke. Her Instagram handle is cyan.mh. And so it's her birthday and she wanted a hello. And there you have it. Hello, happy birthday.
Well, hello.
Et cetera, et cetera. Right?
Yeah.
Huh? That's, see, that now you understand my rule about only following smokes back. That is why. Here's a 978 text that says, coming up at 8:37, LB dies from eating Greg's jacket, mistaking it for a giant baked potato. No. LB, is you doing all right?
Not good at all.
Not good at all.
I'm trying to hang in there before I poop myself.
Oh,
why don't you go home, bud?
Yeah, I mean, do you... Would you? You can go home if that. I mean, if you feel crappy, you feel.
Uh-oh.
Oh no! Hold on,
he might be crapping.
Okay, he is heading to he is heading to the restroom as we.
Don't use the private one outside the studio, please. Okay. Please just go maybe
Danielle,
downstairs. What?
Danielle, let him use the bathroom.
He can use whatever bathroom.
Crying out loud!
He's got a 2-minute lead time. He can get to the mezzanine level.
All right, LB said. At the start of the show, that he was not feeling well and his head was discombobulated. Mm-hmm. Maybe he thought from another surgical procedure,
right.
And the anesthesia or something along those lines. So we'll keep you. That situation is fluid, as they say.
It is right
that
now.
Is, that is fluid.
Yes, it is.
But we are this next hour in about. Half an hour or so at 7:20, we will get to today's Entitled Town USA report, and we will discuss why an Ohio teenager called the cops on his on her dad. So that's coming up at 7:20. At 7:50, never mind the passion of Derek the Steelers fan, wait till you hear what a female Philadelphia Eagles fan did to her girlfriend after the loss. It's pure evil. So we'll get to that at about 7:25. Here's a... Where is... Hold on, I can't freaking read because I'm old. Where is a 702 text from?
Is that Danielle? Or Vegas?
Don't guess. Just tell me where it is.
Okay, next time you guess, I'm going to yell at you. That's where, Vegas.
Where?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas says LB tried dry January last night, and that's why it's...
Right. Confused.
His body is just completely flipped upside down.
Here's a 508 text from a nurse that says, LB, your body has been through the ringer. The last few weeks, the last few months,
years.
Go home and rest up. Yeah, maybe we'll see when LB gets back. We'll see what he wants to do. Maybe we'll get one sports report in. Maybe this is just a big excuse because he wrote his sports and then lost it again, like yesterday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think about that?
Do not pass go. Do not do the sports. Okay.
Here he comes. All right.
You all right, bud?
No. Is this just an excuse because you lost the sports again?
No. I actually found the sports this morning.
Oh, you found? Is that what you're going to use? Are you going to use yesterday's sports today, or did you? No.
I attempted to write out some sports.
All right. We could.
Not much really to talk about. It's all about the Patriots.
Yeah,
the
of
Chiefs.
Course. Yeah. It's all
and there it is.
Yes. All right. Well, let's first get to the news because we're late on that. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Recovery Centers of America, providing inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster, Massachusetts. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. So Boston Mayor Marty Walsh delivered the State of the City address last night. Said that the state of the city is strong, but he's concerned about the state of the union. Martin J. Walsh highlighted the unemployment rate here in Boston, which is at 2.4%, the lowest ever recorded. He also cited a study by a German relocation company that says Boston has been rated the best city in the world to find a job.
Really?
Yeah, which is fascinating.
What about finding a reasonably affordable place to live? No. Did they mention that
no.
at all?
Right.
No.
Not.
What about finding your way to your next destination within 3 hours? Did they mention that at
no.
all about Boston? All right, well, that's good news.
It is good news. Yeah. Now, the mayor went on to say that he and Governor Charlie Baker are going on a road trip to Washington, D.C.
Governor Baker and I are going on a road trip. We have a Republican-led Senate and a Democratic House, so we'll go to Washington with a united front and call for the investments in housing and transit and the environment that our future depends on. Instead of building walls, let's show them how to build bridges.
Wow. A road trip. Are they staying at Motel Sixes or someplace before? Who do you think drives in that scenario? I'm guessing it's the governor. Right? Or do you
Maybe.
Think
they take these shifts?
You, right. One sleeps.
Yeah.
One drives.
Yeah.
Right.
One sleeps.